Hello, can you hear me?
Well, hi, I was just returning your call. How may I help you?
Hi. Is this from Archtop?
Yes, sir. My name is Miles, and I'm with Archtop Fiber. I was just returning your call. How may I assist you today?
Hi. I would like to start a service at a home. I'm just sorry. I have really bad service, so I'm walking out. I'm just trying to get some better service. Can you just speak so I can see if I hear you better?
Yes, sir. I'm still here.
All right, good. Yeah, so I'd like to start service with Archtop at my home. Hello?
Okay, let's see if service is available in your area.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, just making sure. And let's see here. And what is your house number?
It's 20 Mountain View Avenue.
And your zip code?
New York, 12477.
Thank you. Was that 20 Mountain View Avenue?
Yep, 20 Mountain View Avenue.
Okay.
Socrates, New York, 12477.
Okay, thank you. Is this location a home or a business?
It's a home.
Okay. Okay, and would you be interested in the 1 gig fiber internet at $79.99 or the 2 gig fiber internet at $99.99?
Or do just the 1 gigabyte.
1 gig, okay. And will you be using Archtop wireless equipment or your own equipment?
Well, that's the reason why I'm calling, because I have my own equipment. So I have a switch, a firewall, and an access point. But I'm wondering what would be provided. And I know that the router is provided free, and there's no lease for the router. It's just it comes with the service, correct?
Correct. Yes, sir.
I think, you know what, let me just do, I'll use the gear provided by Archtop, and then I'll ask my questions later.
Okay. Let's see here. And do you need any Wi-Fi extenders? They're an additional seven. No. Okay.
No,
here. Would you also like a phone service? A standard phone line is no thank you. Okay. Let's see here. And I thank you for your patience.
Oh, that's no problem. Thank you for calling back.
You're very welcome. So, let's see. So, I'll just verify that the service address we're going to install service at is 20, that's 20 Mountain, MOUNTAIN, View, VIEW, Avenue, abbreviated AVE, Saugerties, SAUGERTIES, New York, abbreviated NY, zip code 12477. Is this correct?
Yes, this is correct.
Okay, and do you rent or own the property?
own the property.
Okay. And is your billing address different than your service address?
Well, that is something, you know what? I'm going to do the same billing address.
Okay, a no. Okay, let's see here. And I thank you for your patience. What is your first name?
Malik, M-A-L-I-K.
Okay. M like Michael, A-L-I-K,
yes.
And your last name?
Yeah. McLaurin, so it's M like Michael, C as in cat, L as in ladder, A as in apple, U as in umbrella, R as in Ralph, I as an igloo, N as a Nancy, and E as an elephant.
Okay, that was M like Michael, C like Charlie, L like Larry, R I N like Nancy, E. And your email address?
So it's going to be my first name dot my last name at yahoo.com. How did you spell my last name? I just wanted to hear that one more time.
That was capital M, lowercase c, capital L, A-U-R-I-N-E.
Yes. Okay. And so that's my email address is...
At Yahoo?
Yes, at yahoo.com.
I have Malik, M-A-L-I-K dot M-C-L-A-U-R-I-N-E. N-E at yahoo.com. Is this correct?
Yep, that is correct.
And what is your best primary contact phone number?
Best contact number is this number, 646-525-7318.
That was 646-525-7318. Is there a secondary phone number that you'd like to provide?
Yes, 718-688-2713.
Okay, 718-688-2713. And how may we contact you?
Can you repeat that second number again? I'm sorry, the service isn't so good.
Yes, I have 718-688-2713.
Yep, that's perfect.
And how may we contact you, by phone, email, text message?
Email is best.
And can we also contact you by phone, or should we just contact you via email?
Just via email.
Email only. Okay. And let's see here. And do you agree to receive marketing and information on discounts and special offers via email? You can unsubscribe at any time by contacting our office or clicking unsubscribe at the bottom of our emails.
Yes, I do accept.
Okay, let's see here.
Now, my question is, do I have to set up the payment now, or can I set up the payment online?
We'll be getting to that here in just a few moments. Let's see here. So we have your, let's see, we have your location as a home. And let's see, that's going to be with the 1 gig fiber internet at $79.99 using our provided equipment. no extenders, no phone service. Let's see here. And the address, 20 Mountain View Avenue, Saugerties, New York, 12477. And you said you own the property and your billing address is the same as your service address. Okay. Let's see here. And let's see here. Now, also, I'm to let you know that if you'd like to add an authorized user, you can do that through your Archtop Fiber account once your account is set up.
Okay, sounds good.
All right. Now, as a part of our order process, we will need to run a soft credit check to determine if a deposit is required. This will not affect your credit score. We just need a few pieces of information to validate that you are who you say you are and to see if you are required to pay a minimal deposit prior to installation. You can opt to bypass a credit check, but doing so will automatically require a $50 deposit.
Okay. So you just need a credit card?
We're just going to do, if it's okay with you, we will just run a credit check to see if you would have to pay a deposit or not.
Okay, yeah, you can run a credit check.
Okay. So, let me get over to where I can perform the credit check. Let's see here. And I thank you for your patience. And I'm waiting on a validation email. Here we go. I received it. Let's see here. And this is for me to get into the credit check tool, just to explain what the validation code that I was mentioned was for. So let me go ahead and get into the credit check tool. All right. So let's see here. And I thank you for your patience. I need to put in your service address. So it was 20. Let me get that from the previous. Let's see. Well, actually, I don't see it. I should have taken note of that. I apologize. Again, what was your service address?
The address for the service?
Yes, sir.
20 Mountain View Avenue, Saugerties, New York, 12477.
One, two, four, seven, seven.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then, okay, the first name was Malik, M-A-L-I-K. And then the last name was M-C-L-A-U-R-I-N-E.
Yep.
And what is your date of birth?
June 22nd, 1994.
Okay, let's see here. And your driver's license number?
Give me a second.
Four four zero. And is that a New York driver license?
Yes, it is.
All right. And what was your middle name?
My full name. Do you need my middle name?
Yes. What is the middle name?
My middle name is Kiyoshi. That's K as in kite, I as in igloo, Y as in yellow, O as in octopus, S as in Sally, H as in house, I as in igloo.
Okay, I have K-I-Y-O-S-H-I, and let's see here, and your social security number.
So I'm getting a little concerned. Does it need all of this information for the credit check?
It does.
Because I just want to make sure I'm giving my information to Archtop. That's kind of my concern right now.
Yes, sir. You are absolutely 100% giving your information to Archtop Fiber here. Let me do this for you. Let's see here. And one moment.
Hope you understand.
Oh, I understand completely. Yeah, I mean, when you're giving out your sensitive personal information such as this, it's very scary to be giving it out to some individual that you do not know. So let me see what we got going on here. Let me see what I can show you here without showing any sensitive company information in regards to what I'm looking at. So that way it'll help you to have the confidence in knowing that you're dealing with legitimate business or a legitimate person.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a legitimate person who will legitimately be working today until 4 p.m. Central Standard Time, and very happy to help. And then let's see here. There's nothing here that's that's going to hurt anything. And if you see anything here that's going to hurt anything, just delete it delete the email completely. Mm-hmm. That'll be just fine. I'm going to send you an email to show you if I was a fake scammer or something like that, you know, I wouldn't be able to even... This wouldn't be able to be sent to you, that's for sure. I think that's all I've got. That is all I've got for right now. So I'm going to send this to malik.mclaurine@yahoo.com. And I'm going to type the subject verification. That you are speaking with Archtop Fiber. My name is Miles. My last name is Simmons. I just sent that to you. I can wait for you to receive the email, and you can take a look at, you know, the information contained therein. And that'll I mean, I think that's pretty rock solid. You can't get much better than that.
Okay, no, I appreciate that.
No problem. It's not a problem. I completely respect the fact that you are hesitant and that you're weary.
Yeah, no,
In fact, I salute you and for being very weary and being very careful with your information, because there are people out there who'll just give their information away all willy-nilly, you know, and they don't know any better. And, you know, I'm not saying anything negative about those people, because I wouldn't say anything negative about anyone. But you got to be safe. You know, you got to look out for yourself. You got to look out for your personal information. And if you have if you have any relatives who are not as tech savvy as yourself, you might, if you get the opportunity, if you haven't already, have a conversation with them about about internet safety. Because there are lots of, you know, there are lots of scams out there, and there are people who will, you know, they could call your grandma on the phone and, you know, and say, you know, well, this is, or they could get, your grandma could get a message on the phone that says, there was a recent purchase on your Amazon account for an iPhone 14 for $1,300. If this was not you, please press 1. And then grandma's like, oh, you, I didn't, $1,300. Oh my goodness. That's almost all the money that I have to, you know, to live on for the month. Maybe your grandma has a lot more money than that. I don't know. I'm just saying, if she presses 1, then she could get in contact with a scammer who would say, oh, hello, you have reached Amazon customer service. How can I help you? And then grandma's like, well, I got this phone call about this $1,300. Oh, yes, ma'am, I understand. Yes, we see on your Amazon account, I pulled it up with the phone number that you're calling from, that there was recently a $1,300 purchase. If you say this was not you and this was fraud, we will go ahead and happily cancel the purchase and give you a refund of the full $1,300. And then they'll, you know, go into this whole bunch of, you know, crazy stuff. I watched the videos about the people who fight scammers on YouTube. I don't know if you've ever watched any of those videos, but that's how I know about that and how those scams work. So, and that's how, you know, I feel so bad about people who are not technically aware and that they do give their information out, you know, all willy-nilly, because they are too trusting. And that's why I would always encourage, you know, anyone who I can to please have that talk with a friend or a relative who you feel it may benefit, to tell them, you know, be really, really careful about giving out your information, because you never know. You never know.
Yeah, it's very true. But yeah, I got the email. I saw it. So
yeah, so you see the first thing that you see in the picture is that's what comes up when you call me. And then the second is that's where we're at during the registration process. And the third thing is this is the where I'm at in regards to filling out the form for the credit check. So that's so that helps you to understand or have verification that this is authentic. And when I said, if you see anything there that is something that you would want to delete, I was mainly concerned about the fact that that picture has your driver license number, your date of birth, and your name. So if you want to trash that email, delete it completely, get rid of it completely, so you don't have that just hanging out in your email account. You know, feel free. You know, but hopefully you would never have to worry and that your email account would never get compromised where someone could gain access to that information. But I mean, if you delete the email completely, then that'll make sure that even if your email account were to get compromised, the scammer wouldn't be able to see your date of birth or your driver license number and your name, because you certainly wouldn't want them to have that. Yeah, because if they have that much information, who knows how far they could take it, you know?
So I appreciate that.
Oh, you're very welcome. We appreciate you, and we appreciate your interest in being a customer with Archtop Fiber. And if you could provide that social security number, I'm ready whenever you have it available.
Mm-hmm. So it's 134-827-487.
Okay, 134-827-487. Don't worry. The only thing that heard that was the little dog on the floor. I work from home. Nobody else heard it. It says a place for your employer. I don't know if I'm required to fill that particular part out. But let's see. We'll try it without the. I don't know if we have to have it, but if you would like to provide the name of your employer, I can go ahead and enter it.
Yeah, that's not a problem. Astor Services. It's A-S-T-O-R.
Okay, Astor Services, and that was A-S-T-O-R, Services, S-T-R-V-I-C-E-S, and your work phone?
What was that again?
Your work phone number.
Oh, I don't have a work phone number.
Don't worry about it. It's okay. Let's see. I don't even know if we had to put down the employer. I'll have to check with my supervisor and see if that's a requirement in the future. What is your, again, your primary contact phone number?
This is 646-525-7318.
Okay, 646-525-7318. And your previous address?
500 Washington Avenue, Kingston, New York, 12401.
So I have 500, that's 500 Washington, W-A-S-H-I-N-G-T-O-N, Avenue, abbreviated A-V-E, Kingston, K-I-N-G-S-T-O-N, New York, abbreviated N-Y, zip code 12401. Okay, let's see here. Okay. All right, now let me go ahead and submit this information. Okay, let's see here. It says unit number is missing. Expected at this address. It says no deposit required. Okay, that's the most important part, is that there's no deposit required. And now I have to gather the report number. Let me get that. It's in blue, and I'm trying to highlight it with blue, so I'm, come on now, or I'll just enter it manually. Let's see, 553-560, and then 64, okay. All right, and let me see if there's any disclaimers or anything, because they're on a separate page. Okay, we did that. Okay, and now it says, awesome, just a few more quick things to go and we'll be all set. All I need to do now is finish up your order, set set an installation date, go over a couple of disclosures, and let you get back to your day. Is the number that you provided a good number for a technician to call and text about the order if needed?
You can use my primary number.
Okay, excellent. That's going to be the one that we would that the tech that would attempt to contact you at to let you know when they're going to be out or when they're on their way. And then it also says at the time of your initial connection, the technician will determine the best way to connect your service. They may install the drop cable, the cable that connects your home to our fiber network at the street prior to the day of your installation, but you do not need to be home for that part of the installation. If required, a temporary drop may be laid on the ground. We will then help to coordinate for that cable to be permanently buried within 10 days of placement. Let's see here. And it says, if you have a current provider to maintain consistent connection, we recommend our new customers wait until fiber services are installed to cancel current provider. And it says the ONT/gateway and any equipment provided by Archtop Fiber is the property of Archtop Fiber and must be returned within 30 days upon termination of service. At that time, you will receive a return kit to send all associated equipment back to Archtop Fiber. Archtop Fiber reserves the right to charge for unreturned equipment and can result into up to $135 per unit charge for not returning the equipment in its required time frame. For any questions you may have regarding our terms of service or billing questions in general, please visit our website. You can also access your billing statements and pay your bill online by setting up your account. You are automatically enrolled in your Archtop Fiber online account using the email address you provided today. Do you agree to be bound by the terms of service as they change from time to time as posted on our website, including its requirement to resolve most types of disputes through arbitration?
Okay. I don't think I have any questions right now.
All righty. Now, let me get over because let's see. Now, Archtop Fiber offers a discount for enrolling in auto pay and paperless billing. Can I sign you up? That'll be a $10 discount.
Yeah, so I do want to sign up for that, but do I have to put the payment information now?
You could do it later if you want to. You could either do it with you can do it later.
I would like to do it later because I'm not going to get charged for the service until the first. Am I going to get charged the day of the service or am I going to get charged after the first month?
It's a prepay. I'm sure it's a pay as you go type service. So I'm sure you'd receive a bill shortly after install, sometime after install.
Okay. So then what I'd rather do is I'll set it up, but I'll make sure I sign up for the automatic pay and the paperless enrollment.
Okay. So I'm not going to go ahead and sign you up for that right now. And would you like to receive a paper bill in the mail, or would you just like to receive your bill via email?
Via email.
Okay. And let's see here. Let me see. Okay, here we go. All right, and how did you hear about Archtop Fiber?
When I purchased the home, there was a pamphlet on the doorknob, and I saw that it was providing 1 gigabyte speed, And I just thought, and I know it's local to Kingston where I live, so I thought, okay, let me switch to something local.
Oh, excellent. And is there anything our installers should be aware of on your property, i.e. a buried wire, septic tank, etc.?
No, but the only thing is that I do have some of my own gear, and I want to just see if there's any way that they will be able to wire the Wi-Fi in a way that would hook up all the gear together, or if I have to do that another time with a different contractor.
That'll be something that you can speak to the installers about when they're at your residence getting you all set up. And with the way that the lines are run to your home, do they come from the pole and then, you know, are they basically, are they in the air, or do you have your lines cut underground?
I see a line from the pole in the street.
Okay. Line.
That's what I see, but I do, but I did see yellow flags that were put in my lawn, showing where the arch chop would line their wires. So I'm not sure if they're going to wire it from the street or if it's going to be wired underground.
Okay. Okay, let's put a note that you're not sure if you'll need an aerial cable or if the fiber cable will need to be buried or slash run underground, which is fine. It's just we always like to have that information ahead of time if the customer is aware. And now, do you have any questions or comments?
No, not at the time.
Okay. Alrighty, and let's see here. I'm going to go ahead and place your order. Let's see here. Okay, all right. So today is the 8th, so it says, please select a date and time below. So the very first date that it's providing to me is the 11th, which is Tuesday. But you can choose any day Tuesday, or you can choose any day next week, Tuesday through Friday, any day the following week, Monday through Friday. Just, you know, whatever date you want, just let me know.
Can we do the 17th?
The 17th sounds excellent. And would
yeah,
and
17th
of
June.
Yes, June 17th is excellent. And now you have a choice of three different time frame or three different times, and that'll be 8 a.m., 1 p.m., or 3 p.m.
Can we do 3 p.m.?
Yes, absolutely, sir. That's not a problem. All right. So let me read here. It said, now that your installation is scheduled, you'll be receiving two emails from Archtop Fiber. One will be a confirmation of your order, and the other will be an invitation for you to sign into your Archtop Fiber customer account, where you will have the ability to manage your account, pay your bill, and review and accept our terms of service. And that was the last disclaimer that I needed to refer back to. All right. And let's see. Says, please confirm your appointment. That's June. Okay, so the time frame, now it's giving me a little bit more information. It's the two-hour window. So the time frame begins at 3 p.m., and it's a 3 to 5 time frame. So 3 p.m. to 5 p.m. is when you should expect the technicians to arrive within, you know, between 3 p.m. and 5 p.m. on June 17th, which is a Monday. So that'll be Monday, June 17th. And we know that your name is correct and your email is correct. We've already verified that. And your phone number is 646-525-7318. Mm-hmm. And are there any notes that I should add that will help with this appointment?
No, I think that's all.
All right, I'm going to go ahead and schedule this appointment.
You know what, Miles?
Yes, sir.
Before you schedule it, you know what? Can we, I'm just trying to, no, let's keep it at 3 to 5. That's not a problem.
I'm so glad you said that, because I had already clicked on the button to schedule it, because you said okay, and then you came back at me with that, but that's okay. If there had been any thing that I needed to do to accommodate you, I would have, you know, taken any necessary action to try to accommodate you to the best of my ability. But yeah, hopefully 3 to 5 will be a perfectly will be a convenient time for you on Monday the 17th. You know, it's just that two-hour window. Our techs are really good about arriving within that scheduled window, so it's going to be reliable that it, you know, should be within between 3 and 5 p.m. on the 17th without issue. However, regarding your question about the equipment you have in your home, you can ask the technicians when they're there to install to get you set up for your service. You can ask them about that while they're at your residence, if they can do anything to help you, or if that might be something that you would do on your own.
Okay, I can't ask them to set it up.
No, you can. You can ask them if they have any ability.
Okay.
You can ask them if they're able to do that for you, and it certainly won't hurt anything. But if for any reason that they're not able to do that, then that would be something that you could do on your own. So hopefully the techs will be accommodating and be able to do it, since, you know, they're really good at this type of stuff. But other than that, you know, I mean, if you're like me, I'm a hands-on type of guy when it comes to running my internet cables and setting up my equipment and things like that, exactly where and how I want it to be done. So, I mean, if it was me personally, I would just do it myself, because I'm just, that's me. I can't speak for you, but I would want to make sure that it's very particular, exactly how I have everything ran and set up in the manner in which that I particularly want it to be done. But if you want to ask our techs if they can provide any assistance with that, you know, feel free to ask them, and if they can accommodate, they'll accommodate.
Okay. I appreciate that. Thank you so much, Miles.
Oh, you're very welcome, and we appreciate you. And was there anything else that I could assist with today here at Archtop Fiber?
No, I think that's all.
All right. I'd like to thank you very much for your call today to Archtop Fiber. It was absolutely my pleasure to assist you, and I hope you have a wonderful rest of your weekend.
You too as well. Have a good
one. Thank you. You too.
All right.
Bye-bye.
All right, bye.